function. Well, you can't win more than you're willing to bet. So put your love on the table and you see what you get. Till your ship comes in, you might get wet. Say talk is cheap, so I always keep a prayer in my heart and a horse in the race. Well, a line in the water and an eye for the ace. Learning how to fly while I'm falling from grace. I learned how to fly,
and I've always been a long shot, baby. Betting on every chance I got. People gonna say that they knew me when, 'cause I've always been a long shot.
The Steep Canyon Rangers live in our studio. And good morning, everybody. It's about 6:03. Bob Rivers here with Spike O'Neill.
Downtown. Hi, handsome.
Hi.
How are you?
I'm good. Thank you. What?
Nothing. I just love that music.
Oh. It makes you amorous towards me?
It does. In a backwoods mountain climbing, let's go camping kind of way.
Fortunately, I don't have to worry about his camping invitations nope. actually materializing.
You're safe.
Joe, how are you today?
Doing great. No complaints. Feel a little like I'm working an extra day today.
Why is that?
Well, you know, when we agree to work for a year, we agree to work for 365 days. Today, being February 29th, they're sneaking one in on us. I didn't see anything in my deal about, you know, working an extra day. Are we getting comp time for this or what?
I believe the definition of year is
365. He's right.
Actually, I believe the definition of the year is beginning January 1, ending December 31.
Yeah.
That's the year. This happens to be a year.
A longer year.
A type of year that occurs.
Day. I didn't see any, like, an extra day's money or anything in the, you know, in there. I mean, I'm not complaining too loud, but I am feeling a little gypped. Yeah.
It is kind of true. I mean, you know, January 1 to December, whatever, you can't just shove random days in there.
I mean,
you
I've got it good. Don't days. Get me wrong here, but it does seem that, you know, if you're working as a salaried employee, you're working kind of, you know,
an extra day
for free today. Yeah.
It's like when they stuff in an extra hour.
You know why they put in the extra day?
Because June 32nd doesn't make any sense.
No.
I do know why, actually.
Scientifically?
Yeah.
All right. Why is it? Go ahead. Explain.
So we're not getting sunburned in Christmas time. I mean,
what would happen is
the seasons would completely be out of whack.
There would be enough slippage because 365 days isn't actually a year.
Mm-hmm.
There would be enough slippage that the whole the sanctity of time would mm-hmm. be destroyed.
So you're in 6 hours.
Yeah.
Be skiing on the 4th of July. I mean, eventually that's what would happen.
Well, some people think we're getting there anyway with global warming, so, yeah. do whatever you want.
So I understand for the good of the planet, I'm willing to be here, you know, today. I
mean, for the good of the planet.
Yeah, taking one for the team.
Yeah, to keep the balance of the, you know, Earth's rotation in order and everything. But it still feels like you're getting an extra day out of me today. Not
what
you
about the day you were sick a couple weeks ago? It felt like we were getting one less day out of you.
Well, but those are built into the deal. I mean, you get a few of those.
He was ready for that.
Built into the deal. I think leap year is built into the deal, too.
It probably is. Yeah. There's probably some fine print in there somewhere.
But I love it when you find something to resent that hardly anybody else notices.
Oh, I'm sure there's others.
You think so?
Oh, somebody's waking up
What would you
today.
Call leap year deniers? You know what I mean? The people who are against...
Anti-leapists?
Anti-leapists.
The leapers.
Well, my beef is with the whole month of February. I mean, really.
Non-believers.
Non-believers.
I mean, I don't
You don't like February.
No. And I said once before, you know, there ought to be a pill and just call it February just to get us through this month. Because for guys like me, it's the most depressing month of the year.
Why? Is it because there's not enough sports to keep you fed on the couch?
That's right. Yeah. Super Bowl is gone. There's nothing to replace it. Not even a single baseball has been thrown competitively yet. It's a drought. There's lots of holidays built in to buy stuff for people other than me.
But it's the off season. You're supposed to work out during this season.
I have been, actually. This has been my best.
This could be the best time of
year. This has been my best February in years, and I'll thank Jody for that because this February has sailed right by because we've been working out. I've been eating pretty good, and you know it's been a better than usual February. But this is a bad month. Why extend it one day?
28 days of hell.
Yeah, 29 days of hell now. But the good news is tomorrow's March 1st, and we're moving on.
We'll be marching.
Marching towards April, which is a wonderful month.
So. You like April?
Oh, yeah.
As months go. Why do you like April? Because baseball starts?
Baseball starts every single day. There's a game. The weather starts getting better. You can get outside to... that first grass comes up that you mow.
You need that shared social experience of a major league sports game to feel life is worth living, don't you?
Well, I could live without it, but I live lots better with it.
You're pretty grumpy without it.
Yeah. I definitely live lots better with it. Yeah. I like that.
Something about, do you feel like you're part of the whole community that's rooting for your team?
Well, yeah, because I am. I mean, obviously.
Yeah.
It binds total strangers.
It gives us
a common
interest. That's
the
appeal of sports.
Absolutely.
I'm emotionally and financially vested, and therefore...
You've invested in the team.
Yeah, so in the Mariners and the Seahawks, I've had season tickets for years. So.
You view that as an investment.
Well, it is.
When you go to a movie and you buy a ticket to Hugo in 3D, do you view that as an investment?
Not so much. Now, if I had a Hugo season ticket, you know, I mean, if I look at, I am also a subscriber to the Seattle Children's Theater. I view that as an investment.
That's an investment
because no matter what they put in front of me, I'm gonna buy in because I like that program. I like that team. I think with movies, you're picking and choosing a little more. I mean, you're not saying, I'm going to go to the theater this Friday, no matter
what. Right,
what's
I'm going
there.
To buy the Spielberg package or the Scorsese season.
Right,
it would be a different thing.
Right,
got
so,
it.
So I don't. And plus, also, I look at the sports teams as an investment because they can appreciate in value
when you scalp the tickets
if they win and the tickets become in demand.
Yeah.
Now that's not been the case lately. I'm cutting my investments. In fact, I cut some of my Seahawks tickets out. Because and the
how
guys
many
like,
Seahawks tickets did you have?
I got a few. I've got less than I had.
How many did you have at the peak?
At 10, I had at the
you
peak.
You were buying 10 seats for your one butt.
Right.
Oh.
It's a big butt. I mean, pretty big. But
you only use one seat.
Right. Yeah. But I'm cutting back. My wife wanted me to cut way back. I called him and said, I got to cut back.
What do you need 10 seats for?
Well, I had two, and then I had four. Then they started going to the playoffs, and friends started asking me to buy my extra tickets. Uh-huh. So I just bought extras.
Are they all in a row?
No.
No, they're all over the place.
Well, they're now some of them are gone. So I've got a couple of spare pairs, and then I've got my regular seats.
He's cut back. Now, when they start to get hot again, you'll be lured in to buy more, I'm sure, because they offer the better seats to the current season ticket holders, right?
Correct.
Yeah.
But there hasn't even been, I mean, there was a waiting list. There was no way to buy more at the peak. Now, I think you could buy some this year.
Ah, interesting. I'm just trying to understand it, because I notice your mood varies considerably throughout the year. There's happy seasons for you. There's bad seasons. I had no idea. I've known you for 22 years. We've lived through at least four February 29ths together. This is the first time you've spoken up about how February 29th gets you down.
I think at least a couple of those were on a weekend, so you didn't have to see me. But
probably better, huh? Yeah.
I mean, it's not terrible, though. It's not like daylight savings time change or anything. That's the worst day. But
that's the worst day for you.
Oh, I don't like that.
These are horrible dark days.
I just don't like people messing with the calendar, I guess. You know, I'm old-fashioned. Yeah. It's a pet peeve. What should I say?
You don't like daylight savings time.
No.
Leave it on God's time. Damn it, leave it alone all year.
Yes, yeah. I still hold to that.
And this shoving an extra day in there feels unnatural to you, like it should not be allowed.
Well, I understand why it needs to be allowed. It's a necessary evil, but...
Why don't they just make every day 24 hours and then 8 minutes or something?
Or why don't they pick a month that is, like, glorious, like August or July?
Let's do more of this July. Yeah. This has been so pleasant.
Yeah, some hell of a thought.
Even December. I mean, why not extend that holiday?
I love that idea.
Yeah, why not extend that
Christmas? Why do it in February?
Yeah, why not extend that Christmas break?
Why extend the worst month?
Exactly.
You've got it.
Yeah, I mean,
June has 30 days. Why not the 31st? That's brilliant.
Yeah, once every 4 years. I mean, why not do it at a time?
Pick a month that's already hot. Hobbled by missing a day.
Yes. Right. And then it would be looked upon as a bonus. It's like, you mean I get an extra day for Thanksgiving break or Christmas break?
Let's do it. Let's cut and slash the winter months. Let's cut December back.
I like December.
Let's cut January back.
Yeah, January you could do
You could do 28 days.
Yeah, you could.
Then you could have the 33 days of summer each month.
Why not?
I like this.
Why not?
All winter months are 28 days.
I don't know if we could get Australia to agree with us. Hello, Dave in Bothell.
Oh, hey, guys. I was just going to tell Joe if he's got February blues, you can cure that with some silver tips or stealth games up at Comcast.
Yeah, you got the hockey and the lacrosse, right?
Yep, yeah, yes, sir. There's two sport teams right in town that will keep you going.
And all they do is beat on each other. It's awesome.
You know, I'm not the total, it's not the sports I miss so much. I'm not really like a sports junkie. I mean, I don't have to be watching. I've tried to watch some college basketball and stuff, and it's okay. But it's just the time of year, I guess. It's mostly the baseball and football that I miss. But
yeah,
I hear
you've
the
got your sports
a lot
already.
Fun.
You're not looking for other sports.
Right.
Lacrosse, that sounds French anyway. You know
I hear that's pretty fun.
Lacrosse is
fun.
Native American game.
Is it fun?
Lacrosse is
Native
great.
American. It is a French word, by the way.
Lacrosse.
It is. It's named after the stick that was used by Native Americans in playing the game. It looked like an old French staff that the church would use.
And like hockey, it's men brandishing weapons
and
going after
each
other.
Yeah.
Thank you, Dave. What do we have on store for you today? We have a pretty good show. One guest was canceled that upset a few people, but we have a wonderful lineup today. Joan Rivers, who is the person you would want to talk to after the Oscars. Joan Rivers will be on at 9:05 this morning. She is performing at Benaroya Hall tonight. Spike will go see her. Are you going to meet her backstage?
I don't know. We had the folks in yesterday from Benaroya, and they were nice enough to give us a couple tickets to go in. I'd love to go back and say hi, but I don't know if I want to get that close to her. I really do find her
are
looks...
Are you afraid of...
I am. Yeah. I find her looks... Well, it's not so much the mental barbs, which I would be taken from her, because she's an attack.
Did you see her on Letterman last week?
I didn't, but I do watch
great.
Her... I watch her show... Fashion Police on a regular basis.
Okay, so you're familiar.
I find her looks unsettling. I really do. I find all the work. I mean, I respect that she's a commodity. She's an entertainment commodity, and she's working it as brilliantly as possible.
You don't want to get close to Joan Rivers because you find her unattractive.
Not just unattractive.
Because of the plastic surgery,
it's
freaky to you.
It's unnatural. I'd like to listen to her.
Because they don't want... Well, I like natural.
I hadn't thought of that.
They don't want the wrinkles. She doesn't want to look like the shriveled up old lady.
What do you think
that.
She's thinking about you?
that I probably should get some work done. No, yeah. I'm not saying I'm higher and mightier, but I find her face to be just, it's unnerving. You remember Wayland Flowers and Madam, the ventriloquist from the 70s? That's who she looks like, the doll that this guy used to take on stage every day.
She's okay with that.
I know she is.
And you would enjoy meeting her if you can.
I'll take one.
So Joan Rivers is doing her show tonight, and we'll speak with her at 9:05 this morning. We'll talk Oscars. We'll talk anything you want us to ask her about. You can text us at 52309. Another favorite of ours, a comedian we've always enjoyed talking to, Paula Poundstone. She does, don't tell me. What is it she does? She does with NPR?
Wait, don't tell me.
Oh.
Well done.
And occasionally she'll do something for Jay Leno, kind of woman in the street thing. And she's performing at the Moore Theater Saturday, March 10th in a benefit for the Friends of the Seattle Public Library. Now, to get ready to interview her last night, I went on the internet. And I do this sometimes. I feel a little bit lowbrow doing it. But oftentimes, I don't follow celebrities' lives. And if you just Google Paula Poundstone, latest gossip, all of these celebrity watchdog websites come up. And you can see whatever the person has been up to. Well, the last time she even made a hit with one of these sites was that controversial deal where she was pulled over with her kids in the car.
Such a shame.
Yeah.
And that was 2008, I believe.
Oh, I think it was
way longer ago.
Earlier than that.
Okay, because the last story about it was in 2008.
It derailed her whole career.
It did.
It put her into hiding for years.
And what's interesting about it is we've interviewed her. This will be our fifth time. So we've done the whole rap about that with her. And she's really wonderful. She's self-effaced. You know, she's self-humble. She's loves her kids. And I don't worry about her at all. I assume she's probably strictly sober and all of the things that you would want to be after that. But I cannot find a shred of anything about her on the internet.
Mm-mm.
There's even celebrity internet sites that have a listing for her that say relationships. And it says zero. That can't be true. Nobody has zero relationships.
Has she hired a reputation scrubber?
I don't know. Anyway, I thought she'd enjoy...
The wolf. You're going in the wolf!
I thought she'd enjoy just discussing how clean her Google record is right now. I mean,
really?
it's spectacular. I would trust her with...
Your kids.
Fort Knox.
She could drive my kids
and,
around.
And I would trust her with every child in America.
Here, here.
And so we'll talk to her this morning at about 7:05. I hope she's doing good. I really do like her. There's a part of her that comes across as a little lonely. She has no relationship, according to her. No boyfriend, no girlfriend, no nothing. And we've discussed that before. She says she's asexual. She just doesn't have a need or an interest.
It's always been nobody's business. And you better believe that when this comedian came out with her crazy hair, wearing ties and suit coats, everyone was like, what's her deal?
Right.
And she never wanted to talk about it. She never was into it. Most people speculate that she's gay.
They do, but I mean, I don't want to pry.
No, it doesn't have to do with comedy, so it never mattered.
Yeah. And you don't have to be either, right? I mean, isn't there some people that just have no desire for...
That's what she says.
You know, no drive whatsoever.
That's her rap, that being alone. And, you know, I could see certain advantages to being alone.
Sure.
You know, this not having to deal with anything. Because I go home, I got a deal. Every time I go home, let's make a deal on the next 5 minutes.
I respect her decision, and if that is indeed her decision, but you got to have a lot of stuff in your life to make up for not having, I think anyway, somebody.
Some relationship.
Somebody that has your back,
you know,
and shares your love.
We're the normies. Right. That's what we believe. Hello. Who is this?
This is Joe in Ording.
Joe, good morning. How are you today?
I'm doing good. How are you?
Good. What's up?
I got the word of the day, brandishing.
Brandishing.
That's right. Dropped it early.
All right. Hang on a sec. Quickly in a sentence.
To keep me in line, my wife was brandishing her cast at me.
Ooh. Cast?
Why does she have a cast?
Don't ask. Speak.
Okay. No, seriously, don't ask.
That was the don't tell part of don't ask. Eric, what does he win?
Joe, you've won yourself a pair of tickets to see Creedence Clearwater Revisited at the Emerald Queen Casino i5 showroom, May 25th. Tickets on sale now at Ticketmaster.
All right, cool, thanks.
Thank you. All right. At the Emerald Queen on April 21st, Spike and the Impalers will play. I heard from Casey yesterday, and she is, I guess they're working her double shifts over at Q13 Fox. But she is all excited about singing and recording and seems enthused about her understudy, Katie, the hairdresser from Kent, because there is a gig coming up in June that Casey can't make. Mm-hmm. So teaching Katie a song or two and getting Susan to sing something and trumping up the Spikettes are all good with her. And we're going to record a real breakout, breaking of tradition for Spike and the Impalers, but I think it's going to be good. We're going to record a Lady Gaga song, that song You and I, with a twist. It's going to have a classic rock, I don't know how to say it, but a classic. It's not going to be one of those where do you put two songs together?
Mashup.
It's not going to be quite a mashup.
Okay.
But it's going to have a classic rock twist that will amaze the generations. And some of you, if you listen to the show regularly, might have heard us discussing it in the past. It'll be a bit of a surprise at the show. April 21st, Emerald Queen Casino.
And you've had this conversation with Jeff already?
Jeff not only loves the song, Jeff already does it, has already played it in another band on a Saturday night.
Wait a minute. Our drummer's been playing Gaga on the side?
He's been doing a little Gaga, yeah.
Whoosh, whoosh, whoosh.
And I heard some enthusiasm from Casey because I suspect she will view it as a costuming opportunity. You know what I mean? She already, she's already a little more like Lady Gaga than she is like Robert Plant in terms of her stage presence, and I think that she will bust out and do an amazing job. She was very enthused about the song. She didn't know what it was until she heard it, as a lot of people. So, yeah, surprising.
Well, I didn't know the name of the song. You know, you told me we were going to do this song. You talked about doing this song. I'm like, I've never heard it before, but when you played it for me, I'd heard it a thousand times.
But again, a young woman's life, and we are watching several of them grow up before our very eyes now.
Right.
A young woman's life changes when she gets married and stops going to the clubs and all of that stuff. When we met Casey, she was like, had to get Us Weekly the second it came out.
Right.
And she was going to the dance clubs and, you know.
And she was trying on different guys to see what was going to work. Yeah.
And the thump, 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 thump beat of that, you know, that was her life.
God, she was hosting club nights for, you know, one of those dancey stations.
And now she's, you know, a morning news anchor. Hopefully, soon to be in prime time. We keep politicking and pushing for her and hoping that she is the one that's chosen to fill that drive time slot. She will not discuss it with me, by the way.
Certainly not.
Every time I bring something up, like, are you up for the job? She goes, oh, I don't know.
Why she would want to tell you about it with that microphone in front of your face.
Because I'm a blabbermouth.
Yeah, the Fort Knox of personal information. What are you talking about?
But if you watch Q13 Fox in the morning, I believe their morning drive segment is one of the highest rated. Is it the highest rated morning news block on television? I think it is.
At some point with somebody, I'm sure it is.
So why wouldn't they want?
Listen to Leap Day Charlie over there.
Number one with cat owners.
Yeah,
everybody's
got their prime.
Really hate my Leap Day.
Charlie says
it's screwing me up.
Everybody's got their prime demo and
you know
their prime hour.
Is it 1849? Eric, I think you know.
Number one with somebody.
Yeah, they are the number one morning news program in Seattle.
Good for them.
Wow. With somebody, somewhere.
With someone.
You know, we love it. We love everybody. All of our TV friends.
Number one with somebody somewhere.
I was watching. Who was I watching last night? Como, Dan Lewis, and the weather, Steve Poole, because I had a fright because it's the kind of night where over 500 feet was getting snow.
I was wondering if we'd be getting a call from you early this
morning. I would have
had
to do the show from Studio H.
Yeah. Yeah.
And the deal with me is if I wake up, and there's a little box, it's called an ISDN box, and the way radio is now, you can do your show from anywhere if you have this little box.
Mm-hmm.
When I wake up, and I woke up an hour early, if there's 6 fresh inches on the ground, then I'm not going down the hill.
And what makes it's a safety issue.
It's a safety issue. And there was nothing. There was, like a little spritzing. But I watched Steve Poole last night to see if I, had to be concerned. And he was basically saying, it's probably not going to amount to anything. Yeah.
We have a theory with Luciana that your wife loves so much when you stay home that she goes to the top of the mountain to take pictures of the snow and sends it the day before, warning us that you might not come to work the next
day. That's what she did last Sunday.
I know. Yeah. She did that because we
it
got
started to snow. We got
and
in
she was
Montana.
Like, send these pictures into work. And she actually loves me to stay home.
That's what he said.
She does, yeah.
She gets her boy toy right at 10 o'clock if that happens.
Sorry.
Please don't laugh so loud.
Man, am I tired of February. God.
That's good. Go on.
Good.
I didn't say yuck.
She didn't say yuck.
I did.
No.
And I'll say it again if you ask me.
All right. In fact, I think that Jody knows exactly what I mean.
Yeah.
It's a nice surprise.
How about that Steve Poole, huh? Does he know weather or what? I'm telling you. Well, I'm not a big Como fan, but I like my Steve Poole.
I did see something mildly disturbing on Como yesterday, which I will tell you about in a minute. It's okay, but I mean, it's I thought it was kind of cute that they announced something, and it seemed it's a sign of the times. So what did Como announce? We'll tell you in a bit. The Dow struggled back above 13,000. Seems to be hanging right around 13,000 right now. And everybody's trying to decide whether it's going to take off or whether we're due for a big pullback. We'll look at that. Leap Day is today, February 29th. Joe has the specifics of what would exactly happen to our planet if there was no leap year.
You're listening to The Bob River Show on 95.7 KJR. What could be more magical than a Disney cruise vacation? How about being one of the first to sail this March on the newest Disney cruise ship? 95.7 KJR FM wants to send you on a special preview cruise vacation aboard the Disney Fantasy. But you've got to guess who's on the cruise. Listen at 8:35 a.m., 12:35 p.m., and 4:35 p.m. for the cue to be the ninth caller at 877-901-0957. Guess our 4 mystery passengers correctly, and you could be on your way to make memories the whole family will treasure forever on your dream Disney Fantasy Preview Cruise to the Bahamas. Play and win with 95.7 KJR.
You know the saying, look before you leap? Now's the time to look into great savings at Lazy Boy Furniture Galleries during their Leap Year Sale. The sale's so huge, it only shows up once every 4 years. Go look at all those fabulous Lazy Boy sofas, sectionals, chairs, and more, because this is the perfect time to make them yours. Then finish your room with tables, lamps, artwork, and accessories. They're all at Lazy Boy Furniture Galleries and all at great savings. For just 4 days, you'll find amazing buys throughout the store. Get the quality and comfort you want. Plus, 4-year special financing is available. Sales like this don't come around every year, but they do show up every leap year. So stop looking and start leaping. The Leap Year Sale. 4-year special financing. 4 days only. Lazy Boy Furniture Galleries. Live life comfortably.
See stores for details. Visit Lazy Boy near South Center, Kitsap at Tacoma Malls, and on Alderwood Mall Parkway across from Best Buy.
If you're thinking of selling your unwanted gold, silver, or jewelry, go to West Seattle Coins or Bellevue Rare Coins. They'll pay you more money.
Jody from the Bob River Show here with important information from Washington Dental Service Foundation. Oral health is a critical part of overall health. Tooth decay can interfere with a child's ability to eat, sleep, and do well in school. The best way to prevent dental disease is to start early. Have a dentist or a physician screen your child's teeth by age 1 to give oral health the attention it deserves. Learn more by texting CHILD to 52309. Text the word CHILD to 52309.
Get the CenturyLink price lock guarantee with up to 12 meg of high-speed internet for just $19.95 a month for 5 years when you bundle. And you'll wish other things came with a guarantee like that.
Sheila, before I propose, I want to guarantee you won't get lazy and wear a flannel every day.
Yeah? Well, I want to guarantee that we won't live with your mother.
Click CenturyLink.com and get high-speed internet for just $19.95 a month for 5 years when you bundle with unlimited nationwide calling. No term commitment. Service and offer not available in all areas. Residential customers only. Restrictions apply. Contact CenturyLink for details.
Do you want a business ultrabook with the longest battery life? Then it's time for the thin and light HP Folio. Buy direct at hp.com/folio.
Tonight on an all-new Law & Order SVU.
Simon, it's an emergency, please.
Detective Benson is visited by the brother she could never trust.
The last time your brother showed up, he almost cost you your shield.
And this time, he's got a surprise, a daughter.
I named her after you, Olivia.
Will Benson risk her badge to save her family?
What's going on?
Simon just kidnapped the children.
SVU, after Whitney, Chelsea, and Rock Center, all new.
That's tonight, followed by King 5 News at 11.
Has a doctor discovered the fountain of youth?
I'm Deborah Norville on the next Inside Edition.
He could be the most fit senior in the world.
Today at 73, I feel better than I've ever felt in my life.
In his 50s, he was in terrible shape. Then a miracle. It was like his body went back in time.
Everything ages, but we don't have to get old.
He says it's safe, but could what he's doing be dangerous? Next Inside Edition.
America's News Magazine.
Tonight at 7:30 after Evening Magazine on King 5.
George was always good with his hands. But one afternoon, when he was rebuilding a carburetor, his right arm went numb. His wife called 911, and he was taken to MultiCare Tacoma General Hospital's award-winning Level 1 Stroke Center. Working quickly and effectively, a team of stroke specialists diagnosed George's condition and began treatment promptly. At MultiCare Neuroscience Center, people who suffer a stroke or other life-limiting condition can get comprehensive neurological care from leading specialists. We offer the latest technology, from image-guided neurosurgery to CyberKnife treatment, as well as rehabilitation. Thanks to MultiCare, George is now back at home with his wife, his tools, and his hands. To connect with neurological care at a location near you, visit MultiCare.org. MultiCare. Better connected.
For those of you who like space to decide, at Chaplin's Bellevue Subaru, we give you the choice to test drive without a salesperson, giving you the option to get to know the car on your terms. Try out the unassisted test drive at Chaplin's Bellevue Subaru, I-90 and Eastgate. The choice is clear. ChaplinsSubaru.com. The new 2012 Impreza 2.0i CJB-01, only $18,995 for an automatic. Best mileage of any all-wheel drive at 36 mpg. Only at Chaplin's Bellevue Subaru.
To celebrate leap year, Alvin Goldfarb Jeweler is holding a very special sale this Wednesday, February 29th, for one day only. All jewelry will be 50 to 75% off. A fantastic selection of watches, giftware, and designer jewelry will be reduced by 30%. The sale is limited to jewelry on hand and for one day only, Wednesday, February 29th, at Alvin Goldfarb Jeweler in Bellevue, located at 305 Bellevue Way. Please check alvingoldfarbjeweler.com for details or call 425-455-49393.
8 hours is a long time, especially when your child has a fever. That's why you should use Children's Advil. It can relieve your child's fever for up to 8 hours with just one dose. In fact, nothing works longer than Children's Advil. And the medicine in Children's Advil is the number one pediatrician-recommended children's fever reducer. So when your child has a fever, provide them with relief that will last up to 8 hours with just one dose. Children's Advil, the 8-hour fever reliever.
Among OTC pain relievers, use as directed.
Hi again, it's Portland. You know, we don't just make wine here. We make Pinot Noir, Vitis vinifera, the world's most coveted grape, and it loves Oregon. Get different. Taste Oregon wines and get $72 off your hotel stay at TravelPortland.com.
From the State Farm Traffic Center, good morning. I'm Danielle. We are starting to see heavier volumes northbound 405 through the S-curves, especially as you approach Sunset. You'll see some heavier volumes there. Southbound 405 kind of jammed up at 522. That interchange there is going to take you a couple extra minutes. Limited to Bellevue up to about a 25-minute commute. Everett to Seattle, a 48-minute drive with the heaviest traffic southbound I-5 between 44th and Linwood down through Shoreline. Up next on the Bob River Show, today is Leap Day. So do you know what would happen to our planet if there was no leap year?
You're listening to The Bob River Show on 95.7 KJR.
95.7 KJR. Good morning. It's 6:35, 25 before 7 o'clock. Last night, I don't know, the ABC News logo was next to the Yahoo logo. Have you seen that?
On TV it was?
Yeah.
No.
They were talking about the partnership between ABC News and Yahoo News.
So it was like a news story, and they had the big thing behind the anchors.
They were saying something about it, and my wife was talking, and so I couldn't hear exactly what they were saying. But the impression I got was there was a partnership between the web, Yahoo, and the real actual news organization, ABC, that hires reporters and has bureaus all over the world.
That was the whole point behind MSNBC, right? Wasn't that the pioneering of web and trends or terrestrial TV coupling?
And I'm trying to remember who Yahoo is now. Microsoft tried to buy them. Aren't they buying them again or something? Yahoo has been kind of for sale. But I thought, like, does Yahoo... If you were to call Yahoo News and ask to speak to one of their reporters, would you get anybody? Or because I always thought they were just links to other news.
Or cut-and-paste service.
That they were what web services call like a compiler.
Right.
Aggregator.
That's what Huffington Post is the same thing, right?
Right, they sold that website for big money, and all it was links to other websites.
That's what Yahoo is.
No kidding.
Yeah. It's a good aggregator. I really enjoy it.
Yeah, because it's a good place to go, and you can rake in. It's a rake.
Yeah.
It's a news rake.
But they don't have their own, like, Yahoo newsroom. Troller. They take most of it from the Associated Press.
Okay.
Be tough to get a serious reporter to work for you, I think, with a name like Yahoo. I mean, if you're...
That's what I was thinking.
Yeah.
Skinner and Bum screwed with Yahoo News.
I was wondering who are the big ABC guys? Huntley and Brinkley?
Right. I mean...
I was wondering how they'd feel about, we made a deal with Yahoo.
Yahoo!
How many Edward R. Murrow awards are going to be won by the Yahoo News Bureau?
Yeah, Edward R. Murrow, good night, and Yahoo.
But I do know that in this day and age, you got to have, you know, you got to have that online component to be taken seriously. 6:38. If there were no leap year, Joe hinted at this earlier, the climate would gradually shift, and the seasons would be all lopsided, backwards over the course of many years. It would take probably 365 years, right?
It would take even more than that. It would be almost in the thousands of years, but if there had never come a leap year, we would certainly see a significant change now.
Well, let's think about it. Eric, help us with the math.
Absolutely.
Once every 4 years, we need a day. If we didn't get that day, every 4 years, we'd slip a day, correct?
That is correct.
We get an extra 5 hours, 48 minutes every day. It's the year is 365 days, 5 hours, 48 minutes, 46 seconds. So if every year you got an extra 5 hours,
it would take 1,400 years to run a full cycle and be back on track, right? Because after if you're picking up
would
a
that
day,
be 365 times
four times,
four.
Yeah,
okay.
Every fourth year you have a day slip. So every 1,400
years, after that 700 days,
right?
You'd be 180 difference in terms.
Yeah, 700 years. You'd be
Does
be
this make any sense?
There? Winter be summer be winter.
Yeah, you're right on.
Okay. So, and also, don't they do like leap minutes and stuff they don't even tell us about?
Sometimes they'll do a leap second or a millisecond.
They'll bounce the clock?
Yeah, they do. The Greenwich Mean Time clock.
I thought it was just Dick Clark getting old.
Nope.
That's calculated?
And every once in a while, they skip a leap year. Every once in a great, great while.
Just to keep us close.
Yeah. If we live to see the next one, then we'll be doing good because it'll be in 2100.
You'll be doing great.
Yeah. It'll be, I'd be doing real good. Yeah, any of us.
By the way, I've been starting to believe some of what Joe says about what science is going to do to keep us alive. You think you plan for your retirement, but unless you've planned to 120... You better keep working.
Don't depress everyone.
Hey, that's
saying you're going to live to 120 is depressing, or saying you're going to have to work.
Saying that your reservoir of cash has been depleted, so we all have to stay alive and keep working.
Look at the grave half full.
Right.
I love that.
The Metamucil is half full.
Right. I'll be old, but I'll be old for longer. Right.
Much longer.
Got it.
Well, they keep pushing the finish line to retirement. So, I mean, if they're pushing it 67, 70, you want to have 30 to 50 years.
So you want to work to like 80, right?
I want to work till I don't have to work anymore. I mean, till I can get by.
Do you buy lottery tickets?
I thought about that this morning, actually. I didn't buy one, but I'm going to start.
That means you'd just as soon be out of here now.
No, sure. No, it's not anything to do with that.
You feeling lucky?
There's these really friendly guys I see every morning when I go buy my newspapers, and I never notice, but they have a lottery stand. And I thought, you know, this looks like the kind of guy that would sell me a winning lottery ticket. Just a really nice, friendly guy. So I'm going to start buying them twice a week.
What does an unfriendly guy who sells lottery tickets look like? Has he got a burn barrel back there? They just throw your money right into the fire?
And, I think the synergy of me buying a ticket from this guy might be the lucky
the winning
thing.
Ticket.
Yeah. I mean, I could see that. I could just visualize
it. You smell a winning lottery spot.
Yeah, I mean,
you think it makes a difference where you buy your lotto ticket?
Oh, I know it certainly would make a difference. I mean, I think there would be a lot of timing involved in hitting the lottery.
Timing.
Yeah, no question.
It's more
about
than
it.
That, Joe. I mean, don't you think that all the people that make the news are groups of people who have been playing together, coworkers from the cannery and all that stuff? Maybe you should ask us if we want to be in one of those groups. We have a better shot of winning all
together. Oh, yeah, if you want to get in.
You want to get in on a lottery group?
We could be those people that everyone hears about in the news.
If you guys want to pitch in, I'll pick them up every morning from my little buddy across the way.
Every morning?
Well, like twice a week.
You buy your Powerball, your Super Mega Million thingo?
If these guys don't want to do it, then I think I have to do it.
Oh, I'm in. Don't look at me.
Are you in?
I'm in.
Because then me and Joe would win the lottery.
I don't want to be the bitter guy that's always in the story. It's the one guy in the story every time there's a group win. This is the one week I didn't. They should give me some anyway because I've been in it for 8 years.
Well, you know how I feel about it. You can't lose if you don't play.
That's right.
But back to this living forever. I love that idea. You know, I love that living forever.
Living forever. Yeah. There's a lot of work on that. And the way science is going, basically, all they have to do is solve the problem of the natural breaking down of our cells, the aging of our cells that's programmed into our DNA. I mean, our DNA is literally programmed much like a vacuum cleaner. So that you'll need a new one in 5 years, only in our case in 75 years. Isn't that right, Eric?
Absolutely. In fact, we haven't changed in 200,000 years. I mean, we've got the same programming. It's just that we've been able to tweak the system a little bit.
It's the original planned obsolescence. If whoever, powers that be, made people that lasted forever, we'd be screwed. There'd be nothing left to eat, drink, sleep. No, we'd be overrun.
If you've been to a card shop lately looking for birthday cards, you see it's obvious. I mean,
it's obvious at a card shop?
Well, I was getting a birthday card a couple weeks ago, and there were not one, not two, but three different options for happy 100th birthday.
Come on.
If there's enough people turning 100 that you can justify putting three cards out there, I mean, a variety.
Hallmark says we need more 100 cards.
Were they all different? There was like the dirty centenarian, and there was like the sweet one, the religious one.
You know, I think at 100 they assume you have no sense of humor because they're all basically congratulations and kind of spiritual.
Are they in really big print?
You are so old.
Yeah, but there's three different ones just in one shop I was at. I mean, they obviously must be selling them to somebody.
Careful with those candles near your oxygen tank.
Yesterday, we called attention to an Oscar-winning film, and it's getting a little more attention today. Iran hailed the country's first Oscar win this week, with officials giving a grudging nod to cinema. Remember, the filmmakers got on stage during the Oscars and sort of, you know, they were a little negative on tyranny and hate. How would Iran react? Well, Iran spun their praise for the movie, which is called A Separation. I really want to see this now. It's a how do you see it? It's a foreign film, right?
When I asked this yesterday, you ran a bus over me.
I know.
Why don't you try Googling it? Yeah. But a good friend told me.
But since you Googled it, just tell me.
You know, I didn't Google that. I Googled The Shore, and you can Netflix that one for the time being. Because here, Netflix is going to you as well.
I love that you didn't listen to my advice again.
I didn't look up the one you didn't tell me to look up.
Bob, it's playing at the Egyptian Theater.
Right here in town.
Right here in town.
Wow. Let's go. When do we go?
4:27 or 9:40.
Did they pick the Egyptian theater?
That's what I was wondering too.
For a reason? I mean,
all those Middle Eastern films, they run at the Egyptian.
I didn't even think
there was
that.
No Iranian theater.
That's funny.
Anyway, the
all military films play at the Admiral. It's really, yeah.
A separation beat out an Israeli film and three others in the foreign language category Sunday night's awards. And they basically patriotically stood on stage, very proud, and spoke of their Iranian culture.
Yeah.
Iranian filmmakers also have collected awards and accolades worldwide in other competitions for decades. And the Iranian hardliners, the government, usually denounce their cinema as dominated by Western-tainted liberals and political dissenters. Well, this was no different. They were certainly political dissenters.
It was a movie about wanting to leave the country, or at least a couple that was fighting about that.
Yeah, it was a couple having a collapsing marriage and troubles, domestic troubles, young child, aging parent, and they're trying to emigrate.
Well, the dad wanted to raise the kid in a traditional culture of Iran where women are second-class citizens, and I'm just paraphrasing. Because that's kind of
call it coach.
Okay,
coach class citizens.
And the mother wanted
sounds much better than second. There is you can't buy a second class ticket,
right?
You know how hard you try.
Well, the mother wanted more for her daughter, and the father wanted a more traditional upbringing, as I guess the
right.
PC way to say that.
Iranian conservatives were upset with the themes, gender inequality specifically, mm-hmm. domestic turmoil, and a desire to leave the country.
Coach.
The divide touches on much deeper issues in Iran. Their young and healthy and highly educated population, nearly half of them were born after the Islamic Revolution, are feeling increasingly estranged from their theocracy government. They are for political opposition. The government, of course, is opposed to that. And the government tries very hard to muzzle the internet, which is a cool – I wonder how they would use the Yahoo logo with like a dog muzzle on it. I think it would – how do you muzzle the internet?
Gaggle.
You can't Google. You gag it. Israel, which feels its very existence threatened by Iran – this film is very, very popular. Tens of thousands of people are going to see it.
In America?
In Israel?
In Israel?
Yeah.
Wow.
So the winning the Oscar gets a lot of attention. And you got to wonder, did the Academy vote for this? Is it a great film? Or did the Academy politically, made up of a bunch of liberals, want to help Iranian dissenters by spotlighting this
it
film?
It got great reviews.
I want to see it now.
Yeah.
Well, you should the Egyptian. Google that.
The Egyptian. When are we going?
4:20, 7:20. What was the other one?
Nine.
Not till 4:20 in the afternoon?
Yeah, yeah.
Joe, I know you're always busy at 4:20.
Pretty busy.
Especially on leap day.
Let's pick
so
a day
mad.
Next week if we can.
Yeah, if it's still running, I'd be up for that.
And invite some listeners to join us.
Is the artist playing anywhere?
Everywhere,
okay, because it's,
yeah, you
it's
see that
with an Oscar win, it's going to be extended into more theaters and re-released into some other
like
places.
Crazy, yeah, just search for it, it's out.
Because, when it won...
Did you not see it?
I haven't seen it yet, and I spent so much time and effort trying to see as many Oscar-nominated movies as I could, thinking that I'd get to see the Oscar winner, and then when the artist kind of kicked ass, I'm thinking, okay, that's the one I didn't make time to see. So right. That night, I go to the Comcast On Demand, Xfinity On Demand Oscar-nominated section, and that's the one that wasn't there.
Here's the thing about the Oscar... It's all about good heart. You'll love it. You might like it more than me.
The artist? Okay.
Because it's all about having a good heart.
Mm-hmm.
It'll resonate with you. There are some people, though, for whom they'll see it and they'll go, what? What's all the commotion about? Because if you're used to being guided through a film by a wonderful soundtrack and mm-hmm. sound effects and dialogue that really takes you someplace, in a silent film, you have to work harder. You have to see a scene, then you have to, in your head, interpret it.
Okay.
And then you have to imagine what's being said. And it's almost like a little game because every once in a while, the screen will pop to words.
Mm-hmm.
but not all the time. A lot of the dialogue is just you see it silently implied, and you imagine what they're saying.
Yeah.
And then once in a while, the words will come on the screen quoting what somebody is saying, and you'll see how you did.
I don't think you're going to enjoy it.
So, okay.
I think there's so much hype now that...
Yeah, there's backlash?
Yeah. I mean, it's like if you see The Hangover after everyone you know told you it was the funniest movie ever, you're going to be like, what's the big deal?
That could hurt.
Yeah.
Well, I thought The Descendants was a phenomenal movie. I thought Extremely Loud and Incredibly Close was a phenomenal movie. Help, War Horse, Moneyball, they were all phenomenal movies.
Right.
This better be the most kick-ass movie of all time.
Yeah, he's going to hate it.
He's going to hate it. Not
I think it's just unique is probably why they voted.
What it is it's original, creative, and it has good heart. The fact that you are seeing the first silent movie to win an Oscar since 1929, 83 years.
Wow.
Is
was Wings was the first Oscar winner. Is that the last silent movie to win?
It was 1929. That's all I remember. The year, the last time there was a Great Depression.
Wow.
There was a silent movie that won an Oscar, and then the silence went away. So someone had the nards to basically say, I'm going to, you know, it'd be like if Pearl Jam put out their next album on 78, said, you know, what would they call it? But first off, he did a ukulele album. That was pretty
true.
That was pretty huge right there. Not since Tiny Tim. But if Eddie Vedder said, I'm going to put it out on an old 78 and you got to buy the record player with the album, who would buy it?
Everybody in the 10 Club.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking.
Because I'd buy anything.
All the
and who would love it? The critics, right?
Yeah,
because
it
was bold.
Ballsy move.
It's a little bit like that. Still a great movie, though. Boy, I was mad for the first 10 minutes of it.
Because you didn't know it was a silent movie?
When I go into a Cineplex,
yeah.
I go in saying, transform me into a world.
Take me away.
Take me away from reality. Make me feel like I can fly a spaceship or hunt down a big wild brontosaurus.
Well, how didn't a silent movie take you away?
It didn't. It was awful. The first few minutes, I hated it.
Wow.
But then as I got into it and forgot that it was black and white,
okay,
and saw the love story unfolding, I also saw parallels to the internet. Here's a guy whose entire existence is being replaced by new technology. Know anybody like that? And he says, I refuse to participate. This newfangled thing is a fad.
Wow.
I think there's a little of that going on in our modern society. 6:54. When we come back, Paula Poundstone, who appears at the Moore Theater, she's supporting our Seattle Public Library, which is a really nice thing. And we've talked to her. This will be her fifth time on the show. We'll have a nice conversation with Paula Poundstone. Also on the show later today, one of the queens of comedy, the grand dame of comedy, I think, Joan Rivers, who I follow on Twitter. She posts really good jokes. She is going to be at Benaroya Hall. That's tonight. So between tonight and Saturday, you have some wonderful comedic choices in Seattle. Joan Rivers at 9:05, and at 7:05, Paula Poundstone.
You're listening to The Bob Rivers Show on 95.7 KJR.
From State Farm Traffic Center, good morning. I'm Danielle. We are seeing heavier volumes now southbound 405 from 204th all the way down to 522. That Linwood to Bellevue commute now up to a 38-minute commute. Everett to Seattle right now still taking you about 48, 49 minutes northbound 405 through the S-curves. Expect to see some crowding there. Also looks like westbound 512 from Steel Street up to I-5 really filling in there as you approach I-5. Expect to see some pretty heavy brake lights. Starting March 1st, Emirates offers daily nonstop flights from Seattle to Dubai and on to over 100 destinations beyond, all featuring our award-winning service and amenities. Visit emirates.com/USA. Fly Emirates. Keep discovering.
Hey, what's up, y'all? This is Kelly Clarkson, and I want to talk to you right now about helping out a teacher. Our schools today don't have basic supplies and resources for students to thrive. DonorsChoose.org is an online charity that makes it easy for you to give to a classroom in need. Donate to DonorsChoose.org and pick from over 25,000 classroom requests to fulfill, like musical instruments.
Thanks to the leadership of Chase, every dollar you donate will be matched up to $250,000. Go to DonorsChoose.org/Chase. Brought to you by Clear Channel Communities.
Been getting so used to sleeping on my Tempur-Pedic bed over the last several months, it's hard to think of sleeping on anything else. I've got one of those with the movable base, so when I go to bed, I crank it up a little bit so my back is up and I can read a little. Then I lower it down and I hit the massager that's built into that thing, and it's still massaging when I fall asleep. Next thing I know, it's morning. I've been getting some of the best sleep of my life. If you'd like to get a Tempur-Pedic, Sleep Country USA has some great deals for their grand opening special because they just opened 16 new stores. You can get 36 months interest-free financing on those Tempur-Pedics, the most highly recommended bed in America. No interest for 3 years if paid in full within 36 months on approved credit with just minimum payments required. Now, if you're looking for something different, maybe a Simmons or Sealy Queen set, just $399. You can save up to $1,000 on Posturepedic, and every beauty rest is on sale. It's the grand opening sale, Sleep Country USA. Why buy a mattress anywhere else?
At Les Schwab, we're celebrating 60 years of serving you, our customer, with an all-new free beef promotion.
If you need tires, come choose from the West's largest selection at Les Schwab.
And while you're here, enter to win.
1,500 lucky winners will win a share of $750,000 in free beef or cash.
See LesSchwab.com or a store for official rules. It's Les Schwab's Founders Celebration for a limited time only at your Les Schwab Tire Center.
Erlman, I am a millionaire.
Oh, you should cheer up, Mr. Fernwell.
I'm a millionaire because my paycheck had 3 extra zeros.
Sorry, sir. I had a temporary doing payroll.
Not Bob from Account Temps?
No, sir. I tried some new agency.
Call Account Temps. They know what we need and will match us with a skilled professional.
I'll call Bob from Account Temps, sir, right after I cash my paycheck.
Why, you?
Call Account Temps for your temporary accounting and finance needs. 1-800-803-8367. Account Temps, a Robert Half Company.
Newsflash, Wednesday. Sherry's Restaurants are giving away a free slice of their award-winning pie. You heard me right. A free slice of pie with a purchase of any dinner entree from 4 till 10 p.m. tonight only. Free Slice Wednesdays at Sherry's Restaurants and Pie.
Downtown Joe here. Join me and KJR-FM for the grand opening celebration of KeyBank's new University Village branch this Saturday from 11 to 1. Lots of prizes, lunch provided from Applebee's, face painting and balloon art for the kids, chocolatey chocolate, and your chance to win an amazing trip for two on Kenmore Air to Victoria with a night at the Oswego Hotel. Drawings at 1 o'clock and you must be present to win. There's fun for the whole family. Check it out by logging on to 957KJRFM.com. Just click on events.
Bob Rivers here for West Seattle Coins and Bellevue Rare Coins. How'd you do over the holidays? Did you pay off all your holiday bills yet? Is all your debt squared away? Perhaps you were really kind to people at the Christmas season and maybe you could use a little spare cash. Well, you know what I always say. Check it out. Go to your closet or your dresser drawer. Head up to the attic. Find that old jewelry or some of those old coins and bring them to West Seattle Coins and Bellevue Rare Coins. I didn't think this would happen, but gold and silver prices are still at record levels. You might have items that are worth a lot more than you think. It happens to a lot of our listeners when they get down there. Kim from Bothell brought in old broken jewelry, and it was worth 5 times what she thought it would be. Judy from Seattle bought in a few old things and got $550. As you know, my wife and I walked out of there with some cash, too. Don't pay attention to the other shops, the fly-by-nighters that are springing up. Get to West Seattle Coins and Bellevue Rare Coins. They pay you more. They'll tell you what your valuables are really worth.
If you want to save big on the brands you love, don't miss the Cartbuster Savings event going on now at Fred Meyer. It's your chance to stock up and save on the items you buy most. Just look for the special tags on things like Fred Meyer Greek yogurt. Get 5 6-ounce containers for just $4. You'll also find Cartbuster Savings on selected bags of Tostitos tortilla chips, 2 for just $5. Make room in the cupboards for plenty of Progresso soup because selected 18.5 to 19-ounce cans are 4 for $5. And selected 8.5-ounce bags of kettle chips are 2 for $5. The savings don't stop there. You'll find Cartbuster tags up and down the aisles at Freddy's, so you can stock up on the brands you love. Save time, money, and gas at Fred Meyer. What's on your list today?
If you haven't been taking advantage of the convenience of your Fred Meyer pharmacy, it's a great time to start. We make prescription transfers easy, and we accept most major insurance plans, including Express Scripts. Stop by your Fred Meyer pharmacy today and see how we can help.
Wow, we have so much we have to do around the house.
Awesome!
A reason to go to the Tool Mega Sale at Sears this week.
Fix the car.
Up to 50% off all Craftsman Mechanics tool sets. Check.
And the garage is a mess.
Up to 50% off Craftsman tools storage. Booyah!
And the faucet is... Honey, are you okay?
I'm just so excited.
Tackle your to-do list at the Tool Mega Sale this week only at Sears. Hundreds of Craftsman tools on sale in one place. Craftsman. Trust in your hands. Exclusions apply. See store for details.
Want department store mattress selection at warehouse store prices? At Mattress Discounters, we will beat any store's price on a great selection of new brand name mattresses like Serta Perfect Sleeper, Posturepedic, and Stearns & Foster. No other store will save you money like Mattress Discounters because no other store has our lowest price or its free guarantee. Look for the red tag and save big at Mattress Discounters.
Have a good night's sleep for less. Mattress Discounters.
It's here, Cabela's Spring Great Outdoor Days, our largest event and sale of the season. Find all the latest gear, save at our huge boat sale, and grab incredible doorbusters early this Saturday while they last. Cabela's, world's foremost outfitter.
From State Farm Traffic Center, I'm Danielle. We are seeing those pretty heavy volumes southbound 405 from the I-5-405 split in Linwood all the way down to 522. Expect to see heavy brake lights there. Then after that bottleneck, it really opens up as you make your way through Kirkland. Northbound 405 through the S curves a crowded drive, so is northbound on the Valley Freeway. As you make your way past State Route 18 all the way up to 277th, expect to see some heavy brake lights there. Westbound 512 from Steel Street up to I-5. Volumes increase kind of as you approach the interstate there. And as we see the sun starting to come up, we also see the traffic building eastbound 16 driving into the sunshine there from Center Street out to I-5 is a pretty packed commute at the moment.
Every morning at McDonald's, wake up to one of our many wholesome breakfast choices. Try the classic Egg McMuffin sandwich, fruit and maple oatmeal, or fruit and yogurt parfait. They're delicious and all 300 calories or less. The simple joy of a wholesome breakfast on the go at your local McDonald's.
Coming up on the Bob River Show, comedian Paula Poundstone from NPR's Wait, Don't Tell